Hot 105 with us this morning from one of my favorite places, the St. Albans Child Enrichment Center. We have with us Dr. Sabrina Lewis. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
And also returning to us again, Andrea Honoré. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you, Rodney.
You have a wonderful center. Tell us about St. Albans Child Enrichment.
St. Albans is an early childhood provider. We provide services to children 0 to 5. We provide services that include education services, so we take care of the kids and we make sure that the kids are ready for kindergarten. We also provide disability services for kids with disabilities. And we also provide health services, mental health services, and social services to work with our families.
You are a gem in our community and you're located in Coconut Grove. What's your address?
We're located at 3465 Brooker Street, and that's in Miami, Florida, 33133.
Commonly called Coconut Grove.
Yes.
You have an event happening on Saturday, April 2nd, and what's going to happen?
We're going to be celebrating 67 years of services to our community. St. Albans has been open since 1949, so we're going to have some prominent leaders that's going to be there. The deputy mayor will be there, Russell Benford, and we're also going to have the commissioner. Commissioner Ken Russell will be there, Commissioner Xavier Suarez, and they're going to be just helping us to celebrate this momentous event. We're going to have a lot of community providers who's going to be sharing information about services that are available to our families. And we're also going to have our children there. They're going to be putting on a performance. We have a couple of our kids that's going to be reading stories to the audience, and we're also going to have a book fair. There's going to be food vendors, music, games, just free activities for children and families.
And what time do you start on Saturday?
It's going to be from 12 to 4, and we're going to have the majority of our program is going to be from 1 to 2. So if anyone wants to come out and they want to really get to know what St. Albans is about, what exactly it is that St. Albans has been doing in the community, then the best time to be there will be from 1 to 2, and we're going to just be talking about the great work that the kids do.
So, Ronnie, you know, as a member of the board, we're very supportive of St. Albans, and we're looking forward to this event. I'm very proud of the staff and the accomplishments of the kids in the school. As they will hear when they come out, they're going to hear of the many accomplishments and awards that the kids have achieved. We just look forward to everyone coming out, and especially the alumni.
And you should have a very strong alumni base. You've been there since 1949, that's 67 years ago, so the alumni of St. Albans should show up.
We don't want to forget about you, all of those St. Albans graduates. We're encouraging to come out and support the school.
If you'd like to get more information about St. Albans, you can certainly check us out on www.stalbanschildcare.org, stalbanschildcare.org.
And your contact number?
Our phone number is 305-443-1234, 305-443-1234. And also, I wanted to mention that we're also going to be doing recruitment for next school year. Right now, we have spaces available for children 3 to 5 years old. So our social workers will be there. So if parents are interested in becoming a part of the program and having their kids attend, they certainly can come to the event, and we'll have our social workers there helping them to register.
And Ms. Honoré?
Just that we hope to see everybody out to support the school. It's a continued effort. I'm sure once you come out and you see all the wonderful things that St. Albans is doing, it is something that everybody can be proud of.
A longstanding institution in our community celebrating 67 years. It started in 1949 and still going strong. It's the St. Albans Day Fair happening this Saturday. And with us this morning, we have Dr. Sabrina Lewis and we have board member Ms. Andrea Honoré. Much success on Saturday, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney.